Restoring My Soul, Thursday the 12th of January. Not in the Place of God. The reformation of Jacob's culture happened in the season of his affliction as he availed himself of the mercies of the Lord and walked in the light of illumination that he evidently received during this time. Jacob's transformation was demonstrated by his response to Rachel's demand, "Give me children or else I die." He responded to her ultimatum saying, "Am I in the place of God who has withheld from you the fruit of the womb?" In contrast to his previous cherub-like initiatives towards Rachel, Jacob did not attempt to placate her, nor did he seek wisdom and power from God to service her desires. Rather, he asserted that he was not in the place of God and that Rachel was accountable for her own response to the Lord. Jacob's refusal to comply with Rachel's expectation that he would serve her in the place of God was also demonstrated some time later by his son Joseph. Following the death of Jacob, Joseph's brothers were afraid that he would repay them for the evil that they had done to him. Motivated by fear, they sent messengers to Joseph with a fraudulent communication. Their deceit and their implied repudiation of his commitment to first love fellowship with them was a great grief to Joseph. After sending their message, the brothers also went and fell down before Joseph's face, saying, "Behold, we are your servants." Although the Lord had set Joseph over them, he refused to assume a cherub-like demeanor toward them. He did not presume to take dominion over their faith. Instead, Joseph comforted his brothers and spoke kindly to them, saying, "Do not be afraid, for am I in the place of God? But as for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good, in order to bring it about as it is to this day, to save many people alive. Now therefore, do not be afraid. I will provide for you and your little ones." The references used in today's devotions are Genesis chapter 32 verse 10, Genesis chapter 30 verse 2, Genesis chapter 50 verses 16 to 21, and 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 24. For further study, Psalm 37.